yesterday morning we made our entry into the Bhajan Rahasya by practicing or learning how to practice the faith. Our main point was that we can invest our absolute faith in the chanting as the main process, the Parama Upaya, because Krishna himself is identical with his name, and when his name is chanted, Krishna comes into the heart and so to say becomes active there. He becomes active by dispelling the darkness of avidya, the ignorance which clouds us, and by then very, very nicely attracting us. So our process starts with Shraddha, with faith. You must have faith in the process. Depending on your faith or your lack of faith, the Holy Name will reveal Himself. See, chanting is not really a mystic yoga process where we learn by various ways to control our mind and our senses. Chanting is a process of bhakti. And bhakti depends entirely on Krishna, not on us. Of course, we give our endeavor, but ultimately, our advancement is only possible by the mercy of Krishna, something which descends, which is not in the human psychology, something which comes from above. That's why you see the one who really makes advancement in chanting is someone who has faith. Once it was towards the end of his manifest pastimes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting at the beach of Puri. He looked on the ocean as he had done many times before. And as he saw the sparkling blue water which was illuminated by the moon which had just risen, he remembered Jamuna. As he looked at the forest which was lining the beach, he remembered the forest of Vrindavan. There, in a state of deep absorption, one devotee came to him. His name was Krishnadas. There are many Krishnadases. And Krishnadas asked, "My Lord, I see some devotees make a lot of advancement, whereas others do not. What is the reason that some progress so quickly and others don't?" And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it didn't take him long to give the answer. He knew, as the Lord of all living beings, how devotees came to him. And he said, "Krishnadas, it's a matter of their Shraddha, their faith. Those who have a strong faith very quickly progress, and those who have weak faith, they need longer." So, now, why do we have weak faith? Why are we so unfortunate, we say, that even after hearing so much about Krishna consciousness, we just cannot place our faith in the process, and therefore our chanting is the way you have analyzed it in the first session when we entered. You made a little inventory, it's called in the German language. You see what is there, how is my present level of attachment to the chanting, and you have found and written it down in your journal what your present level of advancement is. I believe many of you have attended this Kirtan or Japa and Kirtan retreat because you hope during the retreat to become more accomplished in your chanting, both in Japa and Kirtan. Why is it that we have difficulties in this most important process? The reason is that we have that we are really overcome by a misfortune. Misfortune means something bad. It's as old as sin. As old as the universe. You know, it's that tendency to go against God. So we will deal with this now today. Today is the anti-misfortune. After today, you will be fortunate. I expect pure devotees in the evening. Day two is dedicated to the second chapter of Bhajan Rahasya, which is entitled by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Removing Anattas Through the Association with Devotees. We will chant the verse Nam Namakari Bahuda. Because sometimes the devotees are excited even with small tasks. Would you like to stand up and hold the second part, Mahajwala? Nam Namakari Bahuda.
Nam Namakari Bahuda.
Nija Sarva Shakti.
Nija Sarva Shakti.
Sthapita Niyamita.
Sthapita Niyamita.
Smarane Na Kala.
Smarane Na Kala.
Yathadrishi Tava Kripa.
Yathadrishi Tava Kripa.
Bhagavad Mama Api. Nam Namakari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shakti.
Nam Namakari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shakti.
Sthapita Niyamita Smarane Na Kala.
Sthapita Niyamita Smarane Na Kala.
Adrisha Drishita Vakripa Bhagavan Mamapi.
No
daiva mi drisham viha janina anuraga. Namakari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shakti.
Namakari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shakti.
Tathapita Niyamita Smarane Na Kala.
Tathapita Niyamita Smarane Na Kala.
Adrisheta Vakipa Bhagavan Mamapi.
Adrisheta Vakipa Bhagavan Mamapi.
Vataiva Mitri Shamiha Janina Anuraga. Nija Sarva Shakti.
Nam Namakari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shakti.
Sthapita Niyamita Smarane Na Kala.
Sthapita Niyamita Smarane Na Kala.
drishita vakipa bhagavan mamapi.
Eka drishita vakipa bhagavan mamapi.
Todayvami drishaminya janina anuraga.
Todayvami drishaminya janina anuraga.
Namakari Bahudani Chasarva Shaktis.
Namakari Bahudani Chasarva Shaktis.
Tatarvitani Amita Smaranena Kala.
Tatarvitani Amita Smaranena Kala.
Kadrishitava Kripa Bhagavan Mamari.
Kadrishitava Kripa Bhagavan Mamari.
Janina Nuraga.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much also for our human blackboard. Our human whiteboard, I should say. Thank you very much. Here's the translation for you. It is described that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said this in this little room in the Gambira, and he felt deeply moved as he was saying this. He said, "My Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, in your holy name there is all good fortune for the living entity, and therefore you have many names such as Krishna and Govinda by which you expand yourself. You have invested all your potencies in those names. And there are not even hard and fast rules for remembering them. My dear Lord, although you bestow such mercy upon the fallen conditioned souls by liberally teaching your holy names, there is a problem. Oh, I am so unfortunate that I commit offenses while chanting the holy name, and therefore I do not achieve attachment for chanting. So let us look for a while on this verse. What does it say? Verse is our entry now into today's subject matters. Today we will do everything on this second verse and work hard to scrub off these unfortunate things which cover the mirror of our heart, so that the attachment is to the holy name is visible. We don't feel it. There are three elements in this verse. First of all, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Krishna has invested the holy name with all potencies. Let me speak of an investment of potencies. You must know that there are different activities which you can do in this world, which have Shakti in themselves. And when you do these activities, the Shakti which is within these activities becomes released, becomes free. For instance, when you are charitable and give donations away, help, there is a lot of Shakti to become free from bad karma. You can see where was it? Yes, in the forest of Naimisharanya, there's one place, it's where the Bhagavatam was spoken, right? And there's one day, I forgot which day it is, I'm very sorry, but when you give donations there to the beggars, then your karma gets destroyed. I did this, and I felt like newborn. You know, you go and you give charity, mention. Or fasting. There is a lot of shakti in fasting. Please don't think it's only that you get your stomach gets acceptable, you know, and you're no longer so speckig. real benefit in fasting is that you will develop a lot of inner strength. And the same is true for austerities. That's why when you see someone who practices austerities, you can really see there is energy coming out. Maybe we have a chance to show you a yogi. We once made a photo of a yogi in Kathmandu who drinks only milk. When you see him, you can't really even look in his eyes from the front. It's just you fall over. I could only make the photo from the side, and already the photo is burning. Austerities have shakti in them. Pilgrimage have shakti. It is said we have Deepak here. Deepak is a pilgrim. He has gone to many holy places with Priti. Some with Priti, isn't it? It is said that when you only decide to go on pilgrimage, listen to this, the sinful reactions which accumulate in the feet, they walk up and come up here. That's why when we go to a sacred pilgrimage place, we shave our hair when we are men, so that the sinful reactions which are in the hair go on. So Hare Krishna. Philip has done this. If you only decide to go on pilgrimage, your sin gets evaporated. And you can feel that. And you come to Vrindavan. If you consciously make a pilgrimage to Vrindavan or Sridhar Mayapur, you really feel a difference in your personality. You just feel less heavy, I would say. Yagyas, the culture of knowledge, all this has the shakti to destroy sin. Now, Lord Chaitanya says, all these potencies have been invested or given to the holy name. It's almost as if Krishna went through all these practices and took the shakti like a perfect electrician who can, you know, somehow conduct electricity and bring it from one place to another into the holy name. What do you think about this? That sounds good, isn't it? That's why it is said chanting Hare Krishna is more powerful than Ashwamedha Yagyas. You know, if you chant Hare Krishna, there is a lot of sacrifice, benefit. And you can see that. When you see those who really chant, and they are really there, you just feel that there is a different, there is an atmosphere around them, which is wonderful. Then Lord Chaitanya goes to the second, investing of potency. I don't know if this is so much known in the West, but Prabhupada always used to give the example of the viceroy. Do you know what is a viceroy? There was a British king, he's the Roy, the Raj, the British Raj, and he, I don't know what his name was, what's his name, maybe we have here British devotees, King Edward, or who was ruling when Albert. Letztens bei Albert Einstein. Queen Victoria. You know, some English guy. He's after all so struggled with his mind to be like everyone else. So he could not be in England, in India, I'm sorry, but the British ruled India at one stage, and then this king, whatever his name was, maybe we can find Anjana, you are queen. There was no king?
No, Queen's son.
Queen's son was ruling.
Yeah, Queen Victoria's son.
Yeah, and his name?
I think it's
Edward. Okay. Edward, but. Someone. But it's good to also educate ourselves a little bit. I mean, we can't remain informed about everything. Anyways, let's at least be informed about Shikshastra. So Prabhus, he and others, he had a viceroy, that means a representative, who had all the powers of the British king. What that meant is, for instance, if someone had done a crime, but he asked for forgiveness from this viceroy, the viceroy was able to excuse him and pardon him, and he did not have to be, for instance, executed. That only the king can say, okay, this man, he has done terrible things, it is known, but he has shown to me that he is now a good man, I pardon all his crimes and so on. The viceroy could give a huge amount of property, like land, to other people. He could, his word was the same as the word of the king. So Krishna, because the viceroy, was invested with the power of the British crown, so Krishna has in the same way taken these Shaktis and put it in his holy name. Second point of Gauranga Mahaprabhu is the holy name, to chant it, there are no rules and regulations. We heard yesterday about Gopal Guru saying, you can chant the holy name in the bathroom, no problem, no rules and regulations. And he said this to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. You can chant it anywhere, you can chant it in any state, even in an unclean state, like maybe in the morning you are not able because you are too weak to take a proper shower, then even you can chant Hare Krishna because of the purifier of all the pure things which purify, like water, for instance. So far, you can do that. It is, whereas you can't make an Ashwamedha sacrifice without taking a shower. It's not possible. But then Lord Chaitanya goes into a deep meditation. He says, although you have given all potencies in the holy name, and you have taken away the strictures and prohibitions of Vedic Shastra from chanting it, still, I have to admit, and I'm ashamed, that I have no real attraction to this. And the reason is that I am very, very unfortunate. I commit offenses, and it is because of my continuing offensive behavior that I just don't feel attracted. It's almost like when iron fillings are covered with rust, the rusts are not rust is not working. This is misfortune. Because you are young, on the path of bhakti, most of you, I would like to give you a very, very interesting information. There was once the headmaster of the Bhaktivinoda Thakur College. He came to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur with a problem in his heart. He said, I have watched the math, the ashrams, and I have seen, unfortunately, that there are many devotees who just do not seem to make advancement. By their behavior, I can see that they are very, very unadvanced. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, they have worms. Who of you has ever had worms? Nobody will rise his head. Worms. I had worms like this. You know, they were white. They looked really like a Patala Loka. Now, if you have worms, you can eat and eat and eat. You can eat biological food, macro cosmetic food. Ayurveda, health for your type, you know, your pulse type, you know, everything. But you will not benefit. You will not be nourished. Because all the food is not eaten and digested by you, but by the worms. And what comes out is not your own digestion. It is the worms' digestion. It's terrible. They become very strong. Ah, you're very food. My God, it's good, says one worm to another. I will have a good Ayurvedic constitution after this. You know. You don't get anything. Now, this same thing has happened to many of you there. Out there, you all have worms. Worms means material desires and anattas and aparadas, which you have. You do so many good things, but because of this misfortune, these creatures inside of you, this worm creatures. Oh, I have to look at Damayanti. Damayanti is such a lady, I must now be very careful with what I say, otherwise, I'm going to talk a little. On a higher level. I will not go now on the warm level, I will go a little higher. Shamayani has looked at me and said, don't talk like this, it's so low class. Let us not talk like this any longer. But here is a problem. We do have a wonderful process, but because of doing certain mistakes, therefore the process doesn't nourish us. This is the last time I speak about worms before breakfast. You can eat and eat and eat. I mean, the devotees who saw me, I was eating tons of the best prasad, but I was becoming slimmer and slimmer and slimmer until I looked like a line on a piece of paper. This thing I look. Because it's not benefiting us. So the chanting, and this is the shameful position, is very, very difficult because we keep on with our anatta's offenses. Especially bad is to criticize devotees of the Lord. That activity alone can just take everything away from you. You must be compassionate. You must learn to be a friend of all living entities, especially those who try to come to Krishna. If you remain critical and judgmental towards devotees and not open your heart for the Sangha, you will not be nourished and you will remain spiritually thin. Like a life, you can. We want to become spiritually strong. We want to become spiritually healthy. We want to be spiritually vibrant and viril, is the English word, something like this. That happens only if we can digest the spiritual process to our own benefit. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has given something very, this is the misfortune, has given now a very nice prayer. You know, when you see that you are misfortunate, please don't give up the process. Have faith that it works. You may be a little weak, and you may be spiritually very thin. Those who are spiritually very thin become materially very weak usually, because they are so frustrated that the only happiness is there in food any longer. You know, become materially thin. That is better for your health. And spiritually become healthy, lucky. That is better. So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that we should not despair when we see that our hearts are still full of desires and apararas. I want to encourage you. The worst thing you could do is you could analyze your problem and then become just hopeless. Sometimes I think some of us feel hopeless, isn't it? Sometimes this may come. But this is also not good. It's not good to have anattas and apparatus, but it's also not good to become hopeless. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur wants to encourage us. He says, whether my attachment to material life increases or disappears, whether there are millions of impediments to my devotional life, or whether these impediments all disappear, even if I have to go to hell on account of my offenses, I will accept it willingly. But I will not give up devotion to my God. I will never take up the paths of dry rituals or knowledge, even if Lord Brahma himself comes and tells me. This is what is meant by Dhrita Nishchaya, or firm determination. On the other hand, though the neophyte practitioner of bhajan has such firm resolve and devotion, he does not feel the same way about the obstacles of devotion. So, let me make it simple for you. A devotee may think, okay, whatever it is, whatever happens, I just won't give up. I think many of you have this determination, but it would be good if you also have determination to give up the obstacle. Don't just stay determined to stay on the path. Become determined to give up the obstacles. Thus Krishna says, you know, this is now a devotee who's like many of us, in two minds. Even if this person tries to satisfy his material desires, he condemns himself for doing so. This is because he recognizes that his attempts to enjoy the pleasures of the material world are the breeding grounds for suffering. Now this devotee is described. He prays, O Lord, these sense pleasures are creating so many obstacles and unnecessary trouble for me. We have some devotees who have again started to drink alcohol and taken drugs in Croatia and also in Germany. Yes, we have, and so on. But the devotees should say, O Lord, these sense pleasures are creating so many obstacles and unnecessary trouble for me. They impede my attaining the Lord's lotus feet. Yet even though I have tried so many times to give them up and fix myself in chanting the holy name, I keep coming back to them.
Am I not like a drunk man who curses himself, but who cannot stop drinking? So when you are in this situation where you can see that, oh no, I commit these bad things, I am attached to these, I know they're impediments, you should learn to become honest with yourself. Honestly say to Krishna, I know what I'm doing is not right. I know what I'm thinking is not right. Krishna, please, please, I'm determined. I will stay with you no matter what it takes. This is very important. If you would do what the human mind always tries to do, that is justify what is not good, then you're really lost. When you say, okay, this is the modern times, you know. You know, let's chant Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, but for encouragement, I will take a little nicotine. Much more easy, you know. Then you are lost. Oh, I take this other sense gratification. I won't now give sense gratifications which will make you blush, you know. I don't want to create troubles for you in the morning. You know, I will take something which most of you probably don't have a problem with, you know. The moment you justify it, you say to Krishna, I like you, but I also like my nonsense. You know, I will keep that. That is not good. If you are weak, which most of us are, here or there or some places, don't try to make a facade and pretend to be the biggest Vajranandi, you know, all this Hare Krishna. Control my mind, do not control this. Where is help, my dear devotees? Ramanujacharya, I found for you the quotation, says, if you cannot purify yourself by any endeavor whatsoever, then just go sit with the Vaishnavas and you will achieve all auspiciousness. Therefore, I want to sincerely congratulate you. Sit with us. Remain here. Don't run around. Just take to the treatment, even though your false ego screams, or hopefully he's not again touching my nerves in his lecture. Stani means it's a nice Croatian language.
It's okay.
I have my advisors here. You know, I'm a beginner in the language. Beginners don't make everything 100% good. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaks about the association of devotees, and we are trying to invite the most purest devotee in our midst. And we will associate with him. We hope it works. He says, can you listen? This really works. If one stays near pure Vaishnava for some time, one can receive the bhakti flowing from his body. You know, when you're next to a materialist, you smell the perfume flowing from his body. You usually put some deodorant. Bind that energy within your heart. This will develop strong faith in you. And then bhakti will arise. Such a good quotation.
Thus, if one lives close to a Vaishnava, devotion will soon appear within one's heart.
So, I request you now to do this in relationship to Srila Prabhupada. We have invited Srila Prabhupada to come in the form of his Vani, and we will hear from the lecture, the last part of the lecture. It's only, I will say, 30 minutes. I'm saying it because you will need to concentrate a little bit, because the lecture is given in Shida Mayapur. It was recorded there, and it comes to us by modern technology. And Prabhupada speaks in a very... I think many of you listen to Prabhupada. You really have to concentrate, because his English is an English where you need to be accustomed to. Those who regularly hear his lectures have no problems, but I heard that those who don't sometimes can't understand everything so easily. So please listen. And even if you can't understand anything, there's no problem. Your task is now to bind his energy within your heart. How do you do this? But how do you bind the energy of Srila Prabhupada in the heart? You must first hear, really concentrated, you know, what is he saying now? And you must feel the mood, the intensity which is there. His energy is the energy of bhakti. You must get his bhakti. You just note. Have you ever heard Prabhupada and he said something, and when you hear it, you think, wow, it is like this. It is like he said. Why? Because he has so much shraddha. He's not like us in two minds, you know. He is in one mind about devotional life. So bind that energy a little bit. This is what we want. And it is therapy now. So please now sit properly. That is important. I'm saying this because Prabhupada used to correct my relative. I have a brother, a relative of Prabhupada. When he was... My brother used to always... He had very interesting sitting postures, and Prabhupada would correct him. Sit properly, he would say. Don't sit like this. And then he was... So, now listen carefully.
The Lord Vishan Puran. So, as Vishnu Dev, just to hear the Pradhan Maharaj, immediately you can have the same facility. What is that facility? How Vishnu Dev is not here? Krishna is not here. No, he is here. What is that? Namarupe Kulikale Krishna. Krishna is present by his name. So, stick to the holy name of Krishna. So you will get the same benefit as Prahlad Maharaj got by direct touch of the lotus mouth of Vishnu Dev. There is no difference. Always think like that. That as soon as you are chanting Hare Krishna, you must know that you are touching Krishna with your tongue. And then you get the same benefit as Prahlad Maharaj. Thank you.
How can you say that? So wonderful. Prabhupada said, when you are chanting Hare Krishna, you must know that you touch Krishna with your tongue. Yes, thank you. Then, when you think like this, that, you know, I'm chanting now, and Krishna is here, you know, I'm in contact with Krishna, then you will get the same benefit
As Prahlad Maharaj got, when Lord Nrisimhadev appeared before him and touched him with his palm, palm means this part of the head. See the right hand. So, I really want to recommend to you this process of listening from time to time to this to my spiritual master. He is a bhakti generating force. You know, he generates bhakti in your heart, and he anattas will flee like elephants flee when a powerful lion jumps into their midst. Ha! I really cannot stress this enough, my dear devotees. Prabhupada gave an example about sex life, and he said, Satam prasangam mama virya samvida. Discussion on Krishna katha is viryavan, very potent. Just like when there is sex life, if the man is viryavan, viryavan means full of strength, then there will be pregnancy. Similarly, if we hear from a devotee, then immediately action will be there. One will think, why not become Krishna conscious? Why not? Why not? That is viryavan, potency. One will develop shraddha or faith. Shraddha bhaktiya anukramish yati. From faith, bhakti develops. If you want to develop your spiritual life more and more, then satam prasangam, you have to associate with devotees. But not like in Croatia. I was yesterday going around the hotel and hearing the different discussions about the men who were associated. It was 12 o'clock in the night, I was wanting to know how is the Jagar retreat going. And I know my Croatian friends, they like to talk very much about many things. Cars, ice creams, muscles. And yes, you have to learn to make sangha, satsanga, or spiritual association, not just a material association, where you talk about material things and material things. I need the wristwatch. Very good wristwatch. Sarangataka, myself, I'm using it both. So when you have proper sadhu sangha, then it is like Prabhupada said, like when a strong, healthy man comes together with a healthy woman, there will be immediate conception. So when you have strong sadhu sangha, a seed will come into your heart. Just like in that example, a seed comes from the man to the woman. So when you have strong sadhu sangha, a seed has to come in your heart. And that heart, that seed will grow in your heart. Just to the example, is Prabhupada gave a very, very relevant example. When the seed is coming into the woman, then the seed will grow under her heart and become some Obama, you know, some powerful person, you know. So in the same way, when we hear from devotees in the proper way, when it's proper devotees, you should see there will be a seed. It's called Sambandha. You will know about your relationship with Krishna, and you will like to you will like to do service within your relationship with Krishna. When you have a powerful devotee speaking to you, you will feel all of a sudden, wow, wow, I'm getting inclined towards Krishna. Let me take up the process. And you will do seva. Most of the time, sometimes when devotees come to older devotees, they want to disappoint, to convince them that life is miserable. No, you should come to a devotee, open with your heart, ready to understand, to get the advices. You should come like a, this example is very good, like a woman who wants to have her child. You know, she will be open to receive her child, of course. In the same way, we must practice devotion association in two ways. One way is we must commit ourselves to do something for the benefit of others so that our association will be more potent. And the other is we must be open to receive. To receive that instruction in our hearts. We must not run away, but we must be open. This is a very important instruction. Very important. Don't run away. Be open. Then only the seed can come into your heart and grow there in a very nice way. Like when we hear such a wonderful lecture of Prabhupada, we can go like two. We can say, oh, Prabhupada was just saying this 1976 or whenever it was given. I think 76 it was given. Now we have 2012, you know. Budi moderni. Let's be modern. No, we should be open. Yes, he says when we chant, we can touch Krishna with our tongue. We should now think, okay, that seems I have to chant properly. All right, I want to now request you to turn to your neighbor. Who has not yet found a neighbor? Please look around. Deepak, you have a neighbor? Neighbor is there. Neighbor is there. So, Slujati. Describe to your neighbor. First of all, we are here now interested in truthful statements, not hyperbolic statements. Hyperbolic means exaggerated statements. Huh? Describe to your neighbor how the association with sadhus has given rise to more determination and inclination to serve. Remember a case in your life where you had an association with a sadhu and how afterwards you became pregnant. Okay.
Hare Krishna. You must be there in the morning. No. So, I have to correct my statement. Describe a situation in your life where you had association with a devotee, and as a result, your inclination to Krishna and your inclination to service was born. Yeah? And talk about something which really happened. And if it didn't happen to you, you have to bang your head and say, how unfortunate I am. How unfortunate. No, don't do that, you know. And listen very carefully. And we are interested in truthful statements. It's very important. Not now we remembering, oh yes, and I saw Prabhupada. Oh, I was not born. Something truthful, you know? Yeah, these are little touchy subjects, I know, but and it's all about removing anatta through the association with devotees. No? Good. Reflect on what you have heard. Start now. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
So Hare Krishna, was that exercise useful for you? Did you find something? Now, I want to really request you, please don't make these moments where you were inspired, where you were strengthened by Sadhu Sangha, a thing of the past. Please know it can happen also nowadays. There are good devotees everywhere, but see, when you become older in spiritual life, there is a problem that you become a little bit more closed. For man, it's the male ego which wants to feel important and self-contained and so on and so forth. We men make, I can speak about this because I'm in this body also, we make like an invisible shield around us which we need to go through life and to feel whole and to feel valuable and to feel like feel our identity, you know, we just make this. It's called in Sanskrit upadis, designations. You know, I'm this, I'm that, and so on. We need these to put on us that other people know this man has a value, and so on and so forth. And therefore, sometimes we just don't feel comfortable in opening ourselves. Therefore, what you need to find a sadhu, maybe even someone who's not close to you, to where you are, and where you can go for with a real question which is in you. Or the ladies have also they are afraid they may be misunderstood. See, sometimes when we open ourselves, we have this feeling, this is common for men and women, that, my God, if I speak about this weakness, then he will, or she will, the other person, will doubt my own sincerity. And sincerity is everything which I have. I have nothing more than that. If my sincerity is doubted, where am I? We feel like that. It is normal. We have a psychology which works in us. You know, and we feel if I don't have this wall around me, and people just see, you know, I sometimes think like this: what if there is a loudspeaker connected directly to my mind, and everyone could hear what I think? You know, my God, that would be the worst thing I can imagine. You know, no one would come to my lectures. So we need to protect this, you know, our inner from the outside. But Bhakti Mohtagli says, this is not good. He says, when will be my inner life like my outer life? You know, this is what integrity means. So, my dear devotees, in some ways we will work more about this, removing anattas through the association of devotees. But I think we all know these anattas can only grow in the, they are like mushrooms who need darkness in their damp atmosphere. Do you know mushrooms? How do we say mushrooms? Glebe. The anattas are like glebes, you know. The glebes can only grow in the dark room. It's a little wet, you know, the mushrooms. When the sun comes, my God, that's the end to the mushroom. So when the sadhus come and we reveal ourselves, you know, already Kuvalishaya is protecting his chest, you know. Then something comes. So in association with... Association doesn't always have to be like a psychodrama. Do you know what is a psychodrama? Where you speak about the nasty things in the heart. No. Association works even better when you speak about Krishna.
Like I think what we do in the evening, where we just try to hear about Krishna's word and the word of Vrindavan, and you know, there's a problem now. Krishna has sent Balaram alone to Vrindavan. There will be disaster. Balaram cannot do his mission. The cowherd boys and the people of Vrindavan are so sad, and Balaram now gets sad, and he only looks at the cows, you know, in melancholic ways, and that's how a problem starts in the spiritual world. We must now hear, it must be solved. You know, we must be willing to enter into another world. Another tip I really want to give you, and I really want you to practice this. Listen very carefully. It's the last message you hear today. Every evening, when you go to bed, take a moment time. What to do, I will tell you in a moment. I didn't explain it properly. Every morning, let's start with the morning. When you get up, take a moment of your time and say, I have this precious human form of life. I'm alive. I'm healthy. I am able to participate in the retreat fully. What can I do now to be encouraging to others? There are others at the retreat who have the same difficulties with chanting which I have. They have the same need to go deeper in their spiritual life. It's essential for them. If they don't make a discovery in spiritual life, maybe in 1 year they will give up the process, or in 2 years, or 20 years, or 30 years. It's all the same, you know. Time is not so important to really think. So how can I use the interchange which I have to help them? And then in the evening, before you go to bed, take just a moment time and say, how well did I do today in being compassionate, in being spiritually inspiring, in understanding them, in not being judgmental, in helping them? This practice will very quickly soften your lonely heart. This simple practice to wake up in the morning with, generate some enthusiasm, you're not just thinking, oh, there's my toothbrush, you know. Think more, I have this human form of life, I'm this precious, I'm alive now. There are others who are on the spiritual path. Let me do something vibrant, something important with them, so that we can help them in their spiritual life. This is what we wanted to say. Today in the morning there will be no questions, but please think about your questions. At the beginning of the workshop at 11 o'clock there will be questions and answers. We will just hear before you all go a little orientation about the day, and I wish you all the best. Thank you very much for listening. These subjects are very much at my heart, and I'm very grateful that you listen to them. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, because it's already 9:20, I think. I will just quickly tell you something which was a request from Meghendra Prabhu. You know, yesterday Meghendra Prabhu, he presented himself as the cook organizer for the feast, the final feast on Friday. And he would like to invite all of you who are interested to help after the breakfast to meet on the terrace. Maybe you would like to stand one more time up so that they all see you. Yes, this is Meghendra Prabhu. So all of you who would like to help and participate in this way, please come to me after
breakfast. And he will tell us how Radharani, what was it?
How Radharani became cook for Krishna.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and the rest of the day, we are going to meet at 11 o'clock here. Think about your questions, but also one suggestion or tip is, while you are being in the retreat and when you have questions, just write them down on a piece of paper, because on Friday morning, during the discovery lecture, you're going to hear briefly from Maharaj, but the rest of the discovery lecture, like more than 1 hour, will be questions and answer sessions. So it's going to be the last day of the retreat. retreat and Maharaj is going to answer all your questions that you're going to have. So note them down to not forget. Yes, for the workshop today, please bring your japas with you. You're going to again practice chanting japa, your notebooks, because we are again going to write something to our japa journal, and of course a happy mood, an open heart. Okay, bon appétit. Hare Krishna. Thank you.